Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You have landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how to grow your business using organic digital marketing methods. I'm here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I've used to grow my own businesses over the last several years. We are focusing in specifically on search engine optimization, technology, and leveraging social media. This week, we are going to focus in on a result of a very specific conversation that I have had over the last several days. One of the people in my life has been looking at how to expand their content creation, blow up a new business idea. They hired a coach, and the coach is giving them great information, doing good work with them. However, they are pushing this person to go down a very specific path of content creation. And the reality is, it's not a path that is super comfortable or preferred by this person. And it raised the question, is there a single way to get to search engine optimization, being found on the internet, creating an audience on social media, or is there multiple ways to get there? If you think about content creation and how it relates to SEO and social media audiences, being found and creating an audience on YouTube or TikTok, whatever the case may be, how you go about it, the tactics of implementation do not matter a whole lot. Some of you are going, wait, what? When you think about how you're going to create content, you need to think about it from two perspectives. The first perspective are principles of what you're creating. This can be understanding the audience that you're trying to communicate with. What is their education level? What are the words that they use? What are the concepts that they're interested in learning about? What are the desires and passions that fuel them? The other perspective are the tactics that you use to reach them. Where are they? If you are baby boomer, you're likely still on Facebook. If you are a Gen Z, you don't even know what the word Facebook is. They're two different tactics to deploy those same principles. This is where people are getting caught up and not actually creating content. What's happening is they realize that they can write blog articles, they can write web page articles, they can write on medium.com, Substack. There's lots of places to publish written words. There is a whole host of people on the internet that are there to teach you how to do video. They can teach you how to do it really well. There are certain principles about creating video that transcend from one platform to the next. You can podcast now. You can do that on a daily basis, like my porch. You can do that on a weekly basis, a bi-weekly basis, twice a week basis, doesn't matter. You can create art that gets published in many different places. All of these are viable ways to get your message or your product across. With all of these options, many of us look up and go, that sounds really cool. Or maybe you go, oh my gosh, I don't know where to begin. And what I want to tell you is the tactics that you use to deploy content matter very little to the principles of creating content. What you need to decide is, which one do you have a passion for? Are you enamored with writing? Do you love to stand in front of a camera and create video? Do you like to create art? I can't create art to save my life. I feel like I've gotten a little bit of a handle on this whole podcasting thing. But what I'm here to tell you is, whichever one of those mechanisms, those tactics that you enjoy, do it. When you first begin doing it, you're not going to be very good at it. It doesn't matter which one you try. You're going to make mistakes. If you are trying all of them at once, you're likely to be overwhelmed and not be very good at any one of them. To become excellent and efficient at anything in life requires repetition. And creating content is the same thing. It follows that rule. the method that you use to create the content requires repetition to be excellent at it and to be efficient with it. If you are trying to create enough content in mass to appeal to a large audience through the internet, whether that be creating an audience on a social channel, whether that be creating an audience on YouTube, whether that be creating clicks on a website through SEO, you have to have a certain mass of quality content to do that. The only way to get a mass of quality content is to do the same thing repetitively over and over and over again. That means you need to pick one of those mechanisms to create content and to focus in on it and do it over and over again. What's going to happen with that repetition is you're going to become better at that method of creation. You're going to become more efficient in doing it, which is going to free up more time for you to do other things. It's going to create a library of content. And guess what happens when you have a library of content? You can begin to recycle, reuse, and redeploy that content in multiple tactics over time. You can write to your heart's content and come back later and create videos and infographics and stories on Facebook and Instagram or TikTok videos or shorts on YouTube or podcasts that go with it or art that goes with it. That's the key. You have to get the library of quality content. The fastest and best way to do that is to focus on one mechanism, one tactic, and consistently and predictably do it over and over and over again. Do not get sidetracked with all of the shiny objects and options that are out there. Now that we've established that you have to pick a method and be consistent about it, especially in a mechanism that you love to do, I'm going to take the next 4 days and explain to you how you can reuse, recycle, and redeploy that content library over time. That's the focus of this week. Pick a method, be consistent, and reuse. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. If you need help learning how to create the content, I have good news. SprocketOps.com is the home of Sprocket Expert Optimizations, where Uncle Ron lives when he's not slinging insurance policies. I have an educational piece that will help you learn how to create content and pick a method and use it consistently over time. Go to SprocketOps.com, hit the contact form. Let's have a conversation and make sure that we are a good fit to help you. Tomorrow, we are going to talk about how to deploy your initial piece of content in multiple places. I'm Uncle Ron. I'll see you tomorrow on the porch.